This is Steffi Callister. Community radio in your city.
Cambridge 105. I'm delighted to say my guest for this afternoon, Belinda Johnson from Our Special Friends Charity, has come in. Good afternoon, Belinda.
Good afternoon.
Or may I call you Bin?
My nickname, Mrs.
Of course. Tell us a bit about Our Special Friends.
Well, we're a brand new charity. We've been going for 5 years and it's absolutely wonderful to be able to spread the word. We're all about how animals help people to cope and how when things are difficult, we have vets and we have hospices and doctors, but we don't necessarily have the glue in between. And it's the practical side of things that often people need help with.
Right. So give us an example.
Well, we had a call from a care network in Cambridge because one of the people that they look after is incredibly concerned about their hamster. That is unusual for us. Mostly
it's dogs.
Dogs, cats, horses. But, you know, when you're going through difficulties health-wise yourself, you may need a little bit of extra support to look after the very animals that are helping you in your daily living.
Because there's a very special relationship between animals and humans, isn't there? I mean, if you have to go into hospital, I mean, the last thing you want to have to worry about is your dog or your cat or something. So that's when you step in.
Absolutely. And we got a call from social care last week and a lady had missed her hospital bed because she didn't have anyone to look after William,
oh my goodness,
Portia and Lazarus. So we stepped in and we found some foster homes. We separated them because 3 is quite difficult.
Were they dogs, cats?
William's the Basset Hound.
Right.
And Portia and Laszlo are 2 toy poodles. And actually, it's a case in point because unfortunately today Portia has gone into season. So if anyone knows of anyone who might want to foster 2 little toy poodles, their owner is currently in hospital having intensive treatment and we're happy to be able to help.
Right, okay. Tell me about the bereavement workshops.
Well, the bereavement workshops that the charity came out of bereavement support,
right,
that I was giving. I was training the veterinary profession and the animal welfare sector because before and after loss, it's incredibly difficult for people and it's isolating. Mm. So that's what I was giving. I still do provide bereavement training, but the charity has risen out of that.
Right. Mm. And your background is a vet yourself, aren't
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, yes.
So is this something you've always aimed to do?
What, vetting?
No, actually following through and doing something really, really worthwhile.
Well, it's taken me completely by surprise. What happened is I suddenly realised there's an awful lot of people hidden in our communities who aren't on people's radar screens. Mm. And what's fantastic is having my veterinary background makes us able to work with health and social care and
the
vets.
Yes.
So it's given the charity a professionalism, which has made a difference. But we really rely on volunteers. And we're not focused, unfortunately, in Cambridge at the moment, but we will be once we get more funding and more capacity. But we're very excited about the scope ahead. I don't know if you realise how much money the companion animals save the NHS.
No.
$2.45 billion. Annually.
Good grief.
So we need more pet policies. So landlords out there, if you have flats, housing in the middle of Cambridge, please consider having positive pet policies because they are important.
So many people just say no, don't they?
They do. And I've had a lot of cases where we've had to act as advocates and said, look, this dog may not, or cat may not look important to you, but it is very important to the person who needs that security, that constancy and that other heartbeat in the house.
How important is it to get support from GPs and local vets for your charity?
Vital. Because we work alongside, and we tragically had someone who we'd been supporting for a year sadly died yesterday, and we've been very much involved in helping social care, but also the GPs too. We have had volunteers walking the dog daily, and we've been able to feed back, and we've been pivotal in keeping that case going. But I'd like to just say a plug for Billy.
Of course.
As a result of that case, we have got a gorgeous terrier who is in need of a home urgently, and we have it on our Facebook page. So if someone could have a look, that would be great.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about Billy.
Billy is a character. He is a chunky terrier. He's been with was with his late owner for 4 years, and he's about 8, we think. But he's a lovely boy. He's been used to sole companionship, but I fostered him for a while when we needed to, and I can vouch for him. He's worth a second chance.
I was going to say that. Do you end up taking them home with you?
I wasn't meant to. Yes. I wasn't meant to. He was meant to go with someone else, but unfortunately, I must flag that he's not cat friendly.
Mm.
So in an urgent situation,
I have one of those.
Yes. Yeah. No. We're not. I'm not meant to take them home, but there have been a couple that have squeezed in the door.
Is there such a thing as a typical day then in your business?
Not at the moment. We're moving, we're growing quickly. It's run out of my home, and no, it's not typical, but it's exciting and we're making a difference. And I think we're getting a lot of feedback, but we do need people's support. It's ambitious, but in this day and age where there isn't any money around for the statutory sector and the NHS is absolutely on its knees.
Absolutely.
We need local support, so local volunteers helping local people. And if anyone sees somebody who has an animal and may be struggling a bit, then just see how you can help.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a bit about your future plans then.
Ooh.
Conquer world domination.
It sounds a bit boring, but a salaried hub. I'm a volunteer at the moment. The professionalism I'm having to bring to the table is big. Mm. So if anyone's having to write a will, then please consider our special friends.
That's a very good idea, isn't it? Because people do leave them to very well-known charities. But this obviously is in its infancy and struggling a bit. So you could do with all the help you can.
It's mainly because of the fact that we don't need a lot of equipment, because it's all about caring and talking and volunteer management. And volunteers are absolutely vital, and we are really grateful for everybody who gives their time.
There's been quite a lot recently in the press about care homes and hospitals and pets visiting.
Yes.
Is that feasible?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we visit people in their own homes, so volunteers with their own dogs.
Mm.
Very good for people living with dementia. We've got one volunteer who takes a gentleman out into the woods for a walk with the volunteer's dog, and he absolutely comes alive.
Yes.
There's a huge scope for this. Animals bring people alive, but it's not for everyone. But it's certainly for an awful lot of people.
How can people get involved and how do they get in touch with you?
Our website, www.ourspecialfriends.org, or our Facebook page is a really good place to start.
Okay. Ben, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.